Hello, hello, and welcome back to Gaining a Wiser Mind. Last episode, we just had a bit of an introduction to what the podcast will look like, what it's all about, and an introduction to BPD and its traits. So today is going to be our first real session, and we're going to delve into some things all about just emotions and how big they are, especially to those with BPD, and what kind of runs through one's mind. So come along for the ride. Right, so all in all, BPD just comes with some big old emotions. I was gonna come up with some witty thing to come up with a different word for what each of the letters in BPD means, but I just couldn't get past it. I was gonna be like big pessimist drama, big person, but it has nothing to do with emotion, so I spent too long trying to figure that out. But long story short, BPD, some big stuff going on there, just a lot of emotions and feeling very real when to others it may seem not so big of a deal. Anyway, I remember when I first started looking into BPD and finding out more about it when I didn't really understand what was going on with me, and I remember coming across this quote from a psychologist or a psychiatrist talking about likening three degree burn patients to people suffering with BPD. So talking about how internally they feel that way, and they're just hypersensitive to everything. And I remember reading that and I was like, God, this is the cringiest, most stupid thing ever, but like, yes, that's me. So to explain it, it's just like your whole body is severely burnt and you are very aware and can feel a lot of things. Just like if you had a massive bruise and someone just kept poking at it, like, that's how quick and how heightened emotions may be for anyone, I suppose, but from my point of view, BPD, it's a lot. So, anyway, emotions can be, like, really long-standing, fast, or extremely sudden. It definitely has some pretty sudden moments. For example, if someone close to you hasn't responded to your little internal script of how you expected them to respond to something you say or do, you might be next minute on the floor just like rolling around having a cry. Like, it escalates that fast. As much as I wish I was joking, no. So today we're going to look into how this happens and how patterns are created, in response to our emotions, and how one might attempt to change this. So let's have a wee look-see. There's a bit of an analogy that I don't know if analogy is the right word, but some psychologist, or I'm assuming psychologist, called Dr. Russ Harris, came up with something called a struggle switch. Just like when someone's emotional button is pressed, or you start to struggle with an uncomfy emotion or painful feeling or memory, and when that happens to us, we just panic and we're like, oh no, I'm feeling distressed, panic, I hate this. And then that just doubles the feeling, obviously, of panic and distress, and you get overwhelmed, and then you get angry at your distress, and then you might even be sad about how you're getting angry, and then you feel guilty because you're sad, and it just, you know, amplifies, and, you know, you're in a vicious circle, which I find is very common for people with BPD. Once these feelings are amplified, they have more influence over you, as Dr. Russ Harris explains, and it increases your self-defeating behaviors and such. So I just wanted to bring that up because a few people are familiar with the struggle switch. I feel like it's something that gets introduced into normal therapy among, you know, many individuals, CBT or anything. Or something to the likes of the struggle switch as well. So to link that to what I'm going to talk about, when your emotional button is kind of pressed and you may be struggling with BPD, or you might even know someone who has the illness, when their button gets pressed, it triggers all the intense negative feelings and causes them to respond or react in a certain way, and eventually these ways become patterns and your body and brain just become used to these patterns. So these feelings are big old feelings, and that you're not all, you know, feeling all the feels like in a lovey way. You're feeling all the feels and it's overwhelming, dude. It's not great. So usually then you feed into an action or a behavior that gives you immediate gratification or lessens the discomfort of the stressor that is taking over you. And taking part in certain behaviors or actions, you usually get something out of it, like a short-term reward or something that just lessens the pain. But, as a lot of us know, these short-term rewards, oh boy, do they have long-term consequences? Yes, they do. But, as far as I know, to numerous people that have BPD on different, you know, help websites and groups, there are many times where someone with BPD is suffering with a really big emotion. It hits them. They act and behave in a way that they think will decrease the overwhelming feeling. And sometimes this pain literally feels like it's talking. Like, you can hear it. You can hear it outside of your body. It is a different kind of experience. It's there. Sometimes you feel like you can see it. It's like it's you, but it's not. And you get so overwhelmed, you don't know how to deal with it. Next minute you might see yourself screaming in a mirror, seeing your reflection and being like, yo, who is this person destroying everything? But really it's you, and it just gets wild. So a lot of people are overwhelmed by these emotions that have been triggered and don't know how to deal with it. So this becomes a pattern that BPD people usually fall into, which is like self-destructive behaviors or self-mutilating behaviors. It could be anything from running around in the dark in the middle of the night and just not knowing where or what you think you can do about it. Or someone might go on a big old spending spree and just kind of fill a void, not knowing what else to do. Others may like punch a wall or bruise themselves or burn themselves or cut themselves. I don't know, but there's lots of ways that people deal with things. I feel like sometimes people hear the word deal with something, and sometimes it's in a good sense. Like if someone says, oh, can you deal with this? It usually means like, oh, can you sort it out? Or, yeah, I've dealt with it. I've, you know, sorted it out. If you live with someone with BPD or know someone with BPD, sometimes they may say, oh yeah, I've dealt with it. It's like, how have you dealt with it though? Sometimes it's not even the best way. And I think that's how these patterns begin. It's, they're dealing with their pain. They're doing that. Cool stuff. But dealing with it doesn't always mean that you're doing it positively. So once you've dealt with the feelings and you think you've turned off the struggle switch, you know, you feel relief, I suppose, and this kind of becomes a norm. So step number one, something crazy happens, it just hits you. It might not be influenced or triggered by another event, or maybe, and then your mind's running 15 trillion miles an hour and it's like, yowza, this pain and sadness and I'm angry, and then you suddenly burst. You either take it out on someone, you do a negative behavior, because that's what relieves it. Like, that's what makes it feel like a cloud has just been sucked up and is no longer raining above your head, you know? So I think that's how these patterns start. And some people call these maladaptive patterns or negative patterns. There's definitely ways that these can be challenged, but when you're in deep with the good old BPD, this seems pretty impossible. So if you're feeling that, I feel you and I hear you, so like, let's just have a wee chat together. It's rough, like, it's not easy. And you know, someone can say, oh yeah, challenge those emotions, those aren't real. Ha ha. That's what I have to say to you. Ha ha. Because, it's not that easy. So, anyway, this is all very big. There's lots to cover. I thought I would just touch on how big emotions can be for those suffering with BPD and what it all means, how heightened it is. And following this, I'm going to post another episode and talk about what informs our behaviors and how beliefs drive them. Beliefs drive our behaviors, and then these become patterns. And patterns are groups of behaviors, and over time they just become default and automatic responses to beliefs, people, and situations. So I kind of touched on that in the beginning, but yeah, so next session we'll talk all about this. There's a lot to uncover, unravel, and something that we can all learn about, and not only learn about other people, but ourselves, because that's what it's all about here, to learn and understand and grow. So I hope you're learning to gain a wiser mind, whether you are one suffering with BPD or you're learning about it. Yeah, I'm enjoying having a chat to you guys and, you know, giving my little sprinkle of whatever I know and am learning. Anyway, thanks for listening to the first, you know, real episode. It means a lot, and I hope you keep coming along for the ride. Okay, I am off. I will see you next time. Take care. Goodbye.